Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', What?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said.
Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes for free. And then if you want to level up and be a super part of Project Forward and Go Live with Kenyo and all the crazy things that we create, go to projectforward.tv and just click sign up right there on the page. Pay the $20 a month. Thanks.
What's up, guys? It's Kenyo here. This episode, I just wanted to try to drop some encouragement. You know, I'm all about, if you know me, my rest stuff and why I'm trying to push rest on people and the understanding of rest, because you can't work your way to rest, but if you mine your rest, you can find a denser kind of work. Anyway, just wanted to tell you about this episode. I'm right now, I'm outside of Senin, I'm outside in San Antonio. Thought I'd record this intro because originally I published this podcast with the wrong intro. I'm out here at Halcyon. And I recorded this little podcast. It's all about being yourself and being you. And I hope you take it and you charge yourself up and you just think about being you. You know what I mean? Find some rest. Do it. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, Kenyo here. I just have a quick message I want to share with you, and if it reaches you, I hope that you pass this on to somebody else. I'm so glad podcasts exist. It's easy to get some thoughts out whenever you have them, even if that's 4 a.m. I was thinking about identity and all these things that we use to try to put ourselves in boxes and how chaotic that is and how schizophrenic it can be. And we're living right now with social media. We're living in a time of extreme simplification. And that comes because we feel like we have to have an answer. And that's not new, because of social media. I think it's, you know, it's been a human thing for as long as there have been humans. We've been trying to figure out who we are. And I think life tosses you around a million times. And when you're young, you might be carefree, but, you know, at some point, even if it happens when you're young, you start to think, you know, who am I? And you start to come up with all these with all these definitions of who you are, you know, and a lot of them don't make sense. You know, everything is super relative and everything is a gigantic spectrum. And your identity is something really, really, really small. And it's something that moves and changes. It's dynamic. It's not a shape. It's more than that. You know, it's more than a wave. It's more than water. You know, it can be anything, and it moves and it changes. And I see people say things like, you know, I'm okay. All right. We have definitions for people now, right? We have white people, black people. And it's just like, you know, there's like literally no such thing. Like nobody's black, like literally nobody's black. Okay. And nobody's white. And even if there was one black person and one white person, everybody else would exist somewhere on a spectrum relative to someone else. So even if you consider yourself to be black, guess what? There's someone blacker than you. And if you consider yourself to be white, guess what? There's somebody whiter than you. And it's just so dumb, you know, say things like, oh, this person is, you know, it trips me up when I hear about, you know, kids who are worried about their self-image, because they think, oh, like, I want straight hair, or like, you know, ladies, you know, like straightening your hair, or, you know, like if you feel like you have to, to fit an identity. And it's like, there isn't even a such thing as straight hair, you know, like, and this is something I say to be funny, but it's just factual. Like, literally, in this one, there is no straight hair, and there's no actual definition of curly hair, you know, like, there's like a million different shapes of hair. That's why people think it's weird, you know, like, sometimes we'll be like, oh, like, people come up to me and be like, you're like the coolest black person I know, and I'm just like, I'm not black, like, just because, not because, like, I have anything weird about being black, trust me, I've been black for many years, my life, and I understand what, like, what that could mean, and what it might mean, and usually in that situation, I reject it because I know, you know, what they're trying to say, and it's just so off base. It's like, you're going to try to address my identity and then talk about something that is so subjective that it has no meaning when you're talking about, like, the soul. It's so funny to me, you know, aesthetics exist on a spectrum for a reason, because they're supposed to just be fun. They're supposed to be expression, you know, there's expression of everything. So, and if identity is anything, it's that, you know, and you, if your body, just this life, guess what? You're not going to live forever. So it's not even your body forever. Like, literally, it's not your body forever. And if you believe that, you know, you're gone when you die, it's still not your body forever, because you'll be dead. and you know, guess what? They can do whatever they want with your body, after that. And also, you're wrong, but if you, it's just like this is just an expression. You don't even have the same body that you had yesterday. Like, literally, cells have died and new ones have come back. Like I had this skin thing. It's kind of weird to talk about, but like, I would like some of my skin would like turn white, like if I like scratched it or something like that. We're getting a little weird and medical now, but And you know, that was literally just facts, because it's just, we're just an expression of a moment, or just an expression of a thought, of an idea, of so much, you know, we're so dynamic. But what's more important, and what we want our lives to be is, it's our chance, you know, this life is your chance to be happy, your chance to make an expression of something that you think you could be. You know, you're never going to know who you are. And, you know, I think that's why people have, like, mental breakdowns, because, you know, we hold on to an identity for as long as we can, and either we burn out, we get sick, something happens, and then we have to come to terms with, you know, that's not who we are, and we have to find a new identity. And, anyway, I'm just like, a lot of what I do is just because I'm sick of it. Like, if I say weird jokes, if I do weird stuff, it's all because, like, there's this narrative going on, and I see people stuck in it, you know, and they're looking at me like they're freaking insane. And I just want to, like, tell people, hey, guess what? Like, I can actually, you know, see who you are. You know, it doesn't matter what you say next, it doesn't matter how you act, it doesn't matter how you smile, it doesn't matter how you laugh, it doesn't matter if you're funny, it doesn't matter if you're stupid, it doesn't matter if you're smart, like, you know, like, the expression is absolute value, and we all have that, and so it's just like, be chill in that, don't try to hold on to some false identity, when you can just let you, being you, be an expression of whatever it is that you believe in. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's cool. Now, why some people don't like that is because it means that they're not believing in the right stuff, you know, and it forces you to come to terms with, you know, false beliefs that you have and different stuff. But that's no big deal. You're not smart enough to know everything. Let yourself be wrong all the time and then learn, you know, exist in a state of constant ignorance, you're trying, but you're ignorant, and we just do our best out here, so have fun, and always believe that you are you. All right, peace.